Good morning to you all. How's everyone doing? Good to see you all. It's been a while since we've been here, haven't we? Hey, first of all, what just happened here at the font? This is called the baptismal font. What just happened here? Huh? There was a baptism. And what did God do right here for Hartley and for Briggs? You remember? He washed away their sin, and he now has called them his children. Very good. Thank you. They are now his children. They belong to Jesus. Thanks be to God. And with that, what I have here is my little lamb. And you know, I don't sleep with my little lamb, but how many of you have a teddy bear? Be honest. Look at that. How many of you sleep with your teddy bear each night? And you can't go to sleep unless you have your teddy bear with you. Be honest. Good. There's some honesty here. That's a good thing. Well, you know, you sleep with your teddy bear. I don't sleep with my little lamb. He stays in my office. But if I did sleep with my little lamb, that would mean that he brings a little comfort to me, doesn't he? Who brings comfort to you when you go to sleep at night? Your teddy bear. No, your mom. Okay. That's fine, too. But, you know, Jesus also sent someone to us to give us comfort, to point us to the truth, to point us to Jesus, to point us to our Savior. Who did Jesus send, whom we'll hear about today, to bring comfort and peace to you and to me and to all of them looking at you right now? God, more specific. God, the Holy Spirit. Jesus today promises a counselor. He promises to us a helper, one who will always be with us. And because the Holy Spirit, whom Hartley and Briggs now have because of the waters of holy baptism, the Holy Spirit will always point them to Jesus. He will never, ever point them to anything that a man does or anything that a man will teach in the church. He will always point you and me and all of them to Jesus. And because Jesus has done this, because he has sent the Holy Spirit, he says that he lives in us. How can the Holy Spirit live in us? Where did that happen at? Right here at the font. The Holy Spirit now lives in these two dear children. And the Holy Spirit lives in everyone that's looking at you who has been baptized. The Holy Spirit lives in you. And because the Holy Spirit lives in you, Jesus says that who else lives in you? God himself. More specifically, Jesus himself. The one who has redeemed you. The one who has saved you from all your sin. The one who went to the cross and died for you. And then on the third day, what did he do? He rose from the dead. One day you and I will die. We don't like thinking of that, but it's the truth. One day we will die. But we have this blessed assurance. Because God lives in us, we also live. And we will live forever because on the great last day when Jesus comes, what will he do? He will raise us from the dead, just as he rose from the dead. And then he will take us where? Into heaven. God will take us into heaven and we will live with him forever. Thank you. Thank you, Ivy. We will live with him forever. So as you're holding your teddy bear tonight as you go to sleep, well, maybe you should not think of your teddy bear. Think of the one who's always with you. Think of Jesus. For he is always, always with you. And he has promised never, ever to leave you. Let's close with a short prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to live in us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have done this great work here at the font this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Savior. We thank you for rising on the third day, for your rising guarantees us that we too will rise when you call our name, and we will rise from the grave and live with you forever. That is your promise. And you always fulfill your promises. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for we believe your promise. In your name we pray. And all the children said,